I don't think I know too much about the population of geese in Boston.
It's primarily hygienic issues. If you have a flock of 250 Canada geese on a playground, you get a lot of dropping, and people don't like their kids playing in dropping.
And then they're just noisy. Some people can't even sleep at night because of it.
Too many geese everywhere, and it's just like, nasty.
The population is just gone rampant.
I would say they're malicious, just like Bostonians.
It's just basically a much too large population for the state to absorb.
It's just a real problem. And if you don't have the problem, you're going to have the problem. It's a huge problem. Just a huge, huge problem.
If you frequented any parks or golf courses in Massachusetts recently, you may have noticed an overwhelming gaggle of Canadian geese parading around the land. And you may have noticed the ground, or lack thereof, buried beneath unsightly heaps of goose droppings. This issue goes beyond inconvenience, for the surplus of geese is still on the rise and has already rendered many man-made lots unusable and at times unsafe. Pedestrians I interviewed seemed to feel concerned but uneducated on the issue and its solutions, so I reached out to wildlife experts and goose control specialists to find out what can be done. I was told this problem arose due to hunters releasing captive geese into the wild after a ban on live decoys, leaving them to live in a new habitat. Canadian geese don't have their name for no reason, though. And hatching into the USA's more temperate climate makes migration less necessary, thus creating a residential population separate from the migratory geese. But why are they invading urban landscapes? Humans are the enablers, seeking out scenic stretches of waterside lands to grow glistening crops of genetically perfect grass, and eradicating all natural predators that inhabit the area. Man-made parks set up perfect living conditions for Canadian geese, and without anything to threaten the population, these flocks are multiplying fast. I spoke with Randy, creator and main proprietor of the Goosinator.
The resident geese population is growing now by 19%.
That means the population doubles every 4 years. So what can be done about it? Senior conservation scientist at the American Bird Conservancy, David Wiedenfeld, says,
"There's not any really great solution that's easy to make the geese go away. They will come back, even if it drives them away immediately. They like the place, they will tend to come back."
Cheaper one-use solutions such as grass sprays, coyote standees, and loud noises at best only work once, and at worst deter humans too. In order for a method to be really effective, you need continuous prohibition. Luckily, there are several options, the first of which is killing the geese. There are set hunting seasons that don't interfere with the geese's mating or molting seasons, which are off limits for most harassment due to the geese's inability to fly or relocate. Some people still have concerns with this method, though.
I don't think we should be hunting geese so easily. I think that's the answer, because then we'd be hunting within city limits, and I think that's a recipe for disaster.
And the geese are smart enough to avoid the areas where there is hunting.
And not enough people are participating for it to be effective. The official Massachusetts waterfowl biologist of 50 years, H.W. Hoisman, told me that we would need to be killing at least a third of the geese a year to really make a dent in the population. Alternatively, one can get a warrant from the Division of Natural Resources to execute a targeted kill order on the flock of geese residing on one's property.
They herd them up during the off-season. They'll put them all in the back of a big enclosed truck, usually, and then they'll simply pipe the exhaust from that truck into the box itself where all the geese are. They gas them, process them, and then feed them sometimes to the homeless shelters. There have been instances where then the homeless eat the geese meat, realize that it's not what they're used to, and then they complain, and then the Division of Natural Resources, they get a lot of bad press. And in the end, they don't make a dent in the population. They'll clear that area of geese, the great numbers of geese, for only a short period of time, for a few months. And then after that, the geese slowly just start coming right on back. And that's the big problem. You'd have to go out there literally and kill thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And there's no good methodology for doing it. It's far more effective to simply teach them where they can and where they can't go. Because they're so smart, they're very much like us. So you have to, in many ways, treat them like us, in that it's far better to teach people to not do a certain bad behavior than it is to censure them.
So how do we teach them? A practice called hazing, in which you continuously harass the geese without touching them until they are forced to relocate. One device for this is Away with Geese, a deterrent in the form of a solar-powered flashing light. Here's their founder and CEO, Tom Wells.
Mother Nature has given them extremely good eyesight, and that is what is their protection against predators and such. So when that light flashes at night, to you and I, it looks like somebody's lighting a cigarette. To the geese, it's like somebody's poking them in the eye.
Another effective method is provided by geese police. Here's Elliot Oren, owner of the Boston branch.
We do humane Canada goose control using working border collies. So the way that they stalk up after the geese differs from any other breed because they really look like a wolf or a fox. Basically, to the geese, the dogs look like a predator. You just can't let them live.
But that's kind of like geese's side.
In an urban area, the best thing to do is harass them in the areas where they're having conflicts with humans so that they go to places where they're not having conflicts with humans. And there's plenty of space for that. I mean, Massachusetts is like mostly estuary and wetlands.
We also have the Goosinator, a lightweight remote control all-terrain vehicle that's painted bright orange with menacing eyes and spiky silver teeth.
All the Goosinator is a predator that happens to be under man's control, a super predator, because none of their natural predators, the foxes and bobcats and coyotes, can follow them in their sanctuary, which is always the water.
However, hazing does not reduce the population at all. It simply drives them out of areas inhabited by humans. An arguably humane operation for shrinking the amount of geese is called egg addling, where you can dip goose eggs in corn oil to cut them off of oxygen, preventing them from developing and hatching. If you break or take the eggs, the geese will just lay new ones. In addition to addling, here are some things that you as a citizen can do to ward off geese, provided by Marge Rhines of Mass Audubon, H.W. Heusman, and David Wiedenfeld.
Canada geese do not like walking through something where they can't see the other side, so that one thing we recommend is doing plantings along the edge where the geese can't see to the other side. They don't like walking through the planting, and fencing is the only other really reasonable solution. Geese are not typically aggressive except for during breeding season. Perfectly easy to just go along, clap your hand, and yell at them.
You do not need any kind of a permit to harass Canada geese.
It's time to cease the geese.
Be sure to check with your local wildlife official to see if they will know what to do and who to contact for help on getting them to move out.
I've been your host, Janice Taven. Thank you for listening.
Canada geese. 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 Canada geese.